Here's a musical of extremes about oily, insincere people, all of them with an angle and a thirst for treachery. They're as duplicitous as they are ambitious, and as ambitious as they are amoral. Whoa! If that's not enough, they're sexist to a fault, all of them. The men are leeches, the women willing leeches. In the 60s, how to succeed in business without really trying was a new kind of goofy satire. It's no coincidence that Mad Magazine was becoming popular at the same time the show opened. The two have the same sensibility. How to Succeed is a story about a mailroom clerk, gleefully determined to push, trample, and stab his way to the top. All with the aid of a smug self-help guide called How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
How to apply for a job. How to advance from the mailroom. How to sit down at a desk. How to dictate memorandums.
That's the rascal himself reading chapter titles from his guidebook. He's played by a Havertown native, the actor Jeremy Morse, a ringer for the young Robert Morse, the actor who created the same role on Broadway a half century back. But they're unrelated. Morse's character, of course, has a love interest, a secretary named Rosemary, played by Becky Goldsfig. The two are backed by a bang-up cast that's lucky to have Michelle Lynch's playful choreography. How to Succeed ends with one of musical theater's signature showstoppers. The strange thing about the cast touting the brotherhood of man is that it has nothing to do with the plot. In fact, it counters everything else in this story of corporate climbing. Yet in the strangest way, it works. Don't we always want to see people change for the better, even when we know they probably won't? I'm Howard Shapiro for WHYY.